Hello and welcome to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. We have a brand new national champion in college basketball.
National championship is in the balance. Florida leads it by two. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Short.
He walked. He can't touch it.
He can't. 1 second. And it's over. Houston did not get a shot off. Florida 65, Houston 63.
Pretty good finish there. Couldn't get a shot off at the end. Houston led that game almost all of it.
When I went to bed, it was before halftime, but I mean, Houston was in control. That great player for Florida, Clayton, hadn't scored. I was like, this is it. It's done.
0 points for him at the half.
Mm-hmm.
Had 11 in the second half. Bear in mind this. I didn't see a second of it. I didn't see a play. I'm doing all this just from things
hearsay.
Wow.
Hearsay, this and that. It's called broadcasting.
Fake it till you make it is what they used to say.
I don't know if this is impressive or sad.
It's called broadcasting. I love your sweater.
Well, thank you.
Are you high? Did you eat the wrong gummy this morning?
Yeah, maybe. I don't think it's vitamin C.
Yeah, you didn't mix up your Centrum Silver, did you?
That color is very flattering.
I have a business meeting later. I had to dress up a little bit.
Terrific. He looks terrific in here today. I'm sorry. And here's the whole thing. I just told Kristen, I'm not going to worry about things anymore. I decided. No, I made that decision.
I gave it an hour.
I made the decision last night. I said, you know what? I'm just not going to.
You came in here worrying about prizes that we don't have.
Exactly. Exactly. I said to Biggie, do we have anything or what for the power hour?
Where's our prize closet?
What's our prize situation? And Biggie's like, well, we can do this or do that. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. And Biggie said, well, you got an email on it. Yeah, I said, you know what? I ignored it. I'm not going to worry about it.
I won't.
I used to hear, let go and let God, and just, that's how I'm going to be from now. I'm just going to float. I'm just going to float on a cloud.
Don't put it on me.
Yeah, don't drag me into your hellhole.
Last week, Biggie, when you weren't here, we discovered a new song.
I'm so worried about my hair falling out.
Stim said this should be your theme song. I worry all the time.
Everything.
Everything.
Weather. Stocks. All of it. All of it.
And finally, I was just like, I just can't worry about it anymore. Anyway, you know?
But that's not you.
Let's see how long it lasts. As of now, I'm letting go of worry. Now, I do worry about modern technology, he just said. That's true, too. All the plastic and everything. But I got to stop worrying about those things. I owe Biggie an apology. He doesn't even know it. I think this must be karma. Today, I told Kristen I forgot my Celsius. Usually, I bring a Celsius in here, ice cold. And today, I forgot it.
So at home or in the car? Or is it
at home? I don't have it.
Next to the Centrum Silver?
Yeah, I just walked out without it. And I usually bring it in and keep it refrigerated and then drink it, you know, 30 minutes pre-show time so that I'm up and totally on. Didn't have it today because I left it at home. It's karma. Biggie doesn't even know. Last week, you know that case of Cheerwine Zero that my friend Devin gave me?
Yes.
Well, you had one before your untimely illness. And while you were gone, people discovered it. We had a high-level meeting about you in the office. You know, a lot of people came by.
How much longer can we keep him legally?
Listen, he's not coming back. Are those Cheerwines just sitting? Are they up for grabs?
Yeah.
So
turns out they were.
They were. So I started giving them away. Mm-hmm.
He was like the candy man.
Oh, I mean, I was just handing them out. I was like, Cheerwine Zero in here.
Cheerwine, get your Cheerwine.
Listen, to his face and on the air, be supportive. But we need to make a move.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of this.
Yeah.
A lot of meetings.
He's been here like close to 20 years, so he has a lot of knowledge. Make sure he teaches the next generation. Pass it off to him, though, like it's a good thing.
Right. Incidentally, Red Rachel's going to be shadowing you Thursday and Friday. Just FYI.
Not a surprise.
She'll need the passwords and all that.
Just FYI.
I don't know if you've noticed each day, I carry something out of my office with me now to take on home.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Casey Kasem photograph.
Yeah. I see the Blue Devil Christmas tree is gone.
That's gone, yeah.
That's going home.
Okay.
That's a keeper.
I'm what I call Chris Demming my office, where...
Strip it down.
When they come
basics.
In, yeah.
Take it down. That's right.
That way I don't have any, you know, tears to shed as I leave and things to grab.
Yeah, there's no need for that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, because no one wants to fumble with a box of your own.
No.
Exactly.
A bobblehead.
No way. No. You don't want that. That's mm-hmm. exactly right.
You know, world's greatest boss mug.
Yeah.
So.
A plant.
We get down. This is about, you had about 4 days left in your extended illness. And there was one cheer 1-0 left. And somebody came in and said, is that up for grabs? I said, hell no. That's for my friend Biggie. We're not giving that to
that
anyone.
That one is for Biggie on his first day back.
That exactly. So I'm going to make it a present for Biggie on his first day back. But as the days turned into weeks, that, and drew out like a blade, that cheer one just kept staring me in the face. So finally one morning, I said to Christine, I'm going to have this thing myself.
Yeah. That part of you came out. He doesn't deserve it. He's not here. I'm here.
That's right. So I put her in the fridge and got her nice and chilled.
Must be nice to be in the hospital.
I popped it, had it, enjoyed it, came in, and I said to BB Shea, I feel really bad now. I've had Big E's cheer 1-0, and that's the last. There are no more. And Chris Dim pointed out he's known me 31 years, and he's never seen me drink a cheer 1 before.
You don't even like them.
Nope. Yeah, it was the most spite drink you've probably ever taken.
100%.
That's right.
100%. Mm.
That's exactly right. So,
with hints of cherry and disdain and a little bit of, not Sprite, spite.
That's right.
It's a new soft drink.
A little spite thrown in. That's what gives it that flavor, you know, that spicy flavor. And I had it, and I've probably had 5 cheer ones in my life, and that was the latest one that I had.
Just to make sure I didn't have it.
You weren't going to have it when you came back in.
Any type of enjoyment.
That's exactly right. And then I told Chris Dim this. Here's how out of it I am. Out of the loop, technically. All right? I'll just see if Biggie gets this, because I don't. I was reading a thing, and I do this from time to time. My son is getting ready to be a junior in college. He's getting ready to transfer to Tennessee, as you know. And I used to be worried about him getting a job out of college, but now I'm letting worry go. I'm trying, you know, I'm not going to.
We'll see.
I just read that his generation is called the ghosted generation because they're told no to everything. Like, no, you can't have this. Huh. No, you can't have a job.
Like a secure job.
A secure job.
Yeah. House of your own.
You're not going to get a
nice car.
All of those things, right. Unless your parents are doing it for you, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
It's harder to get those kinds of things. So I happened to come across this thing on Reddit that was just a list of 7 things your resume should not include in this day and age. One of them I knew, I'd heard forever, there's no need to put the line references available upon request. I've always read that because either you give them or you don't. I mean, it's just a...
Well, nowadays you can Google somebody.
Right.
For the most part.
There's no point. Then the one of them also was a third page, 2 pages max on your resume. And he'll be filling one out. So, and really, it's online. You know, it's almost like you don't even send a physical copy of the resume. It's like, here's my I guess you do. Here's my
website.
I don't know
the answer. I haven't had to put one together in a while.
Listen to this one now.
Oh, God, I guess I should start.
I would.
This is really more for you.
Twofold. 2 reasons to bring it up. You and my son are going to be competing for the same jobs, like at Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
So they got hot subs now Jimmy John's.
Yeah, but the problem is the person hiring me is going to be younger than me, so they're not even going to know and be like, what'd you do? I worked in radio for like 20 years. What's that?
Yep, they won't even know.
Yeah.
It's like podcasting, but less.
Yeah. Well, what's the name of your podcast?
Did you have a podcast? Mm-hmm. Kind of. Let's say yes to that. I would say yes to that. So here's the thing on your resume. What not to include in this day and age. The full URL from your LinkedIn page, just the hyperlink will do.
What? Oh, God, I guess I should get a LinkedIn, too.
I don't have any idea what that even means.
I don't even know the difference between the two.
That is the literal sentence. You do not need to include the full URL for your LinkedIn. Just the hyperlink is fine. What?
I guess I'll be bagging groceries.
I mean, your full URL is so 2019. There's no reason. There's no reason to do that. Also, don't put your salary requirements. They're just going to laugh at them. There's no point.
Yeah.
Yeah, now.
I'm so old, I recall when people would send resumes, because I've made them, too.
Mm.
And over the course of my career, I've seen people's resumes.
Oh, yes.
And they would always, many of them in my generation, maybe yours too, Kelly, would have what they call it, like a mission statement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought that was such a waste of space and time.
It really is.
You know,
it's fluff. It's
like,
fluff.
It's just fluff. It's like my to find a position that furthers my career and meets my goals, and it means it's just meaningless.
You just
words.
Want a job, you know?
Yeah, I remember. I can't remember what class it was, but in high school we took some class, and that was a big thing on the resume was. You got to have a good mission statement that stands out from everyone else. And I remember being a teenager like, I don't know what a mission statement means.
I don't know that any – maybe it's made a difference. We don't hire a lot of people, no one in this room, although Biggie's had HR experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine that's ever been a difference maker in two similar resumes.
Agreed. I mean, because you know you're just making that up.
No, yeah.
It's just made up. Now you probably go to ChatGPT and say, give me a good mission statement for a job in accounting.
Well, you know, now I'm told, you know, in my day I was told, you know, you turn in your resume or the application, you wait 2 days, and then you call them and ask them, you know, because you want to seem like you really want the job.
Eager
you stand
and interested,
out. Now it's like the opposite. It's like if you call, you're told, oh, don't call them, don't bother them.
Right. It's different.
You know, they'll look through your online resume, and that's it.
I did see your resume not too long ago that I thought was a little interesting in that it was a youngish person.
Uh-huh.
And things, to my mind, it was backward. It should have started. I was always told start with the most recent thing because it's
definitely
the more impressive.
Yeah.
Like your current job
is
probably better than the one you had before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, it was, you know, part-time DJ, lifeguard, sales clerk at a drugstore.
Right,
you don't want to lead with sales clerk at a drugstore.
Agreed. And so now they do it a different, or the one you saw.
This one just happened to be the upside down.
You know, the other thing they said not to put on it was bright colors or graphics, because big companies use software to screen resumes and search for keywords, and the software doesn't recognize graphics, so it will accidentally ignore things. Yeah. So if you have a lot of fancy graphics and stuff, it'll miss it. Weirdly. I think that's odd. I don't know.
Has your son ever crafted one?
Yeah. He got his job at the gym where he works but it was online. He just walked him through it online. You know, that's how it was done. My friend the Diesel, who is hiring right now at his insurance company.
Ooh, let me hold on.
You know what he said? He goes, I'll check Monster. And I was like, all right. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means either. Like, he goes, I'll just check Monster.
All right.
Monster, absolutely.